I stood recently at Valley Forge and there saw the evacuation of Valley Forge reenacted. I was thrilled as I have never been thrilled before, for suddenly there rode across the field the majestic figure of George Washington, followed by those splendid Continentals. Splendid not because of the brilliance of their uniforms, splendid not because of their military bearing, but splendid because they were half starved, splendid because they were half clothed, splendid because they were half frozen, and yet they followed on. And out of the agony of their bodies, out of the travail of their souls, came a new nation and a new flag. And oh, what a wonderful nation. Recently, I was entertained at Princeton University, and there met His Royal Highness the Crown Prince of Sweden and his wife, most charming people. And I said, isn't it wonderful to be heir to a kingdom? And then I thought, but how much more wonderful is it to be a citizen of the United States of America, where the seats of the mighty don't go to royal blood, but where a kid born in a tenement or one born on the avenue may fill those seats, all depending upon his character and upon his ability and ambition. And just to indicate how it works out, only recently I was at the commencement exercises of a great college. Professor Michael Pupin was having the degree of Doctor of Science conferred upon him. And when they had finished, he was called upon to speak. And I shall never forget what he said. He said, Mr. President, I passed this college more than 40 years ago. I was walking along the railroad track. I was going to New York to get a job. I didn't have the price to buy a railroad ticket. My toes protruded from my shoes. I wore an old blue shirt without any buttons on it. I couldn't speak English. Oh, yes, I passed by this college. But today Michael Pupin returns. You greet him at the station. You place upon these shoulders that wore an old blue shirt without any buttons, you place the beautiful hood of the Doctor of Science. Oh, what a wonderful country is this. In this world, we have found that we get what we give. We are done to forsooth as we do, and our prayer is that we may live while we live with a regular fellow like you. O God, in the battle that goes on in life, I ask but a chance that is fair, a field that is open to all in the strife, and the courage to give and to dare. And if I should win, let it be by the code, with my faith and my honor held high. And if I should lose, let me stand by the road and cheer as the winners go by. And God grant that my cheers may be ringing and true, a tribute that springs from the heart. And let me not cherish a snarl or a sneer or play any sniveling part. Let me say, there they ride, on whom honor's bestowed, since they played the game better than I. Let me stand with a smile by the side of the road and cheer as the winners go by.